just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
Baba says, I don't give the keys of divine vision to anyone. I keep it with myself and I use it during the path of bhakti. God is someone who is bestower of divine vision, Divya Drishti Data. And whosoever gets the divine vision becomes an altogether different person. Science sees with open eyes. Religion sees with closed eyes. When you look outside the material world, is out there. When you look within, you have yet another world within. The inner world. It's seeing without seeing. Listening without listening. Feeling without feeling. You enter an invisible gate. The gateless gate. The rootless root, the pathless path, and see the inner world. This is macrocosm, this is microcosm. The cosmos is here also. And this cosmos, microcosm, is much, much vaster than the macrocosm outside. they talk of activation of third eye. The third eye is not the physical eye. There is always conflict when we see with physical eyes. Two persons cannot see things in exactly the same manner. Suppose there are three blind people. They are born blind. And then they undergo certain operation and they get their vision. Now these three people stand and look at one scene. How will they describe? The description would be altogether different. First person might describe the tree, the leaves, the colors. The other person has probably missed out on tree and is watching the birds, the sky, the vast firmament, the moon, the sun. The third person is looking at the ground. He describes the grass. So, the scenery is same, but vision and description is different. In the similar manner, if 10 people gather in one room, their viewpoints would be different, their visions would be different. Their way of looking at things would be different. That is also vision, perspective. So physical vision varies. And most of the time conflicting. It's very rare possibility that two persons would agree on one point. They always have differences because their vision is different. So whether you talk of inner vision or outside vision, there is a difference. What is the real vision then, when there is no duality? That is the third eye, the divine vision, not the physical or psychological. All the duality cease when you see things as they are, when there is no conflict. And for opening of this inner vision or the third eye, meditation is the key. And it can also open if God decides so. So divine vision is a gift from God. But if it comes as a gift, it can also be withdrawn. So this word drishti is something more than even vision. We have often heard the word drishti. Drishti is not just seeing. Drishti is not just vision. Drishti is not physical, not even psychological. Drishti is something spiritual or something higher in the world of spirituality. And what we can do with drishti? Baba often says in Murli, take drishti from God in the morning and give drishti to the world. This drishti thing has come in many of the ancient scriptures. where a sage gives divine drishti to somebody and that person develops psychic powers of clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, telepathy, cosmic telepathies. These are all psychic powers. So when you get divine drishti, divya drishti, you get the power to see the future. Not just to see the future, but even to change the future. These are known as spiritual powers. You become knower of past, present and future. Then there is no more confusion in you. That is the power of drishti. So let's enter today's divine message. This is a new message, 31st July 2009. Aaj baap dada ke paas dono bhatti mein aaye hue bhai behno ki aur sarva desh videsh ke bachcho ki yaad pyar lete hue vatan mein pahunchi to kya dekha ki baap dada aaj samne dikhai nahi diye. Main sochne lagi aaj baap dada kahan chakkar lagane gaye. लेकिन थोड़े ही समय में बाप दादा ने अपनी तरफ खींच लिया और क्या देखा कि बाबा कमरे में बैठे कोई कार्य कर रहे. कुछ समय तो दूर से ही देखती रही लेकिन कुछ समय के बाद बाबा की बहुत शक्तिशाली दृष्टि मेरे ऊपर पड़ी और बाबा ने अपनी तरफ बुलाए साथ में बिठा लिया. बाबा की दृष्टि आज बहुत ही अनेक किरणों भरी थी. बाबा बोले, बच्ची आज बाप दादा सर्व बच्चों के पुरुषार्थ की विधि और सिद्धि को देख रहे थे तो समय अनुसार कहाँ तक सिद्धि स्वरूप बने हैं. सो द ट्रांस मैसेंजर इज एंटरिंग द सटल वर्ल्ड एंड देन सडनली शी इज पुल्ड टुवर्ड्स बाबा एंड बाबा इज ऑफरिंग हिज पावरफुल दृष्टि एंड हाउ वॉज द दृष्टि. इट वॉज फिल्ड विथ रेस. Eyes are the windows of soul. In the path of devotion, bhakti, they talk of three types of initiation, diksha. When somebody is to enter into spiritual life, they do it with diksha. It is known as spiritual initiation. And that process is very sacred. That process is very, very important. And that process is sort of conditioning of the mind to enter into the new world, to start the new path. It's like ceremony. And it becomes a memorial for the aspirant. It's known as diksha or spiritual initiation. Removing the other paraphernalia of ceremonial, there are three types of diksha. One is nayana diksha, through eyes. Second is parsha diksha, touch. Third is mantra diksha, through mantra. The guru chants mantra, whispers mantra into the ears of the disciple, and this is how he is initiated into the spiritual path. So mantra is like a seed. Now the disciple has to work on that seed by repeating, by chanting, by not revealing it to anybody till it becomes power in him. That is mantra diksha. The second is sparsha diksha, by touch. The guru is filled with very high spiritual powers. And you transfer the spiritual powers, this is known as spiritual transference, energy transference to the disciple. That means spirituality can be transferred from one person to another. That's also a possibility. And the third diksha is, or the first what you call it, nayan. Nayan means eyes. Just as in Mahabharata it is shown that the sage Vyas, he has given drishti to Sanjay. So Sanjay is sitting at one place, he is not going anywhere. But he has developed those psychic powers of clairaudience and clairvoyance. He sits and sees what is happening in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He can hear the voices. So that is an extraordinary power. So, drishti of God, what it can do. Drishti of God can change your world, your srishti. It can work wonders. Drishti of God. The drishti of sages and seers or extremely spiritual peoples or prophets was so powerful. So what about God? There are so many miracles described in the lives of prophets, sages, saints, seers, mahatmas, great men, Tirthankaras, Buddhas, God's messengers. What about God? He doesn't perform such miracles, but His greatest glory is that, His greatest miracle is that He doesn't perform any miracle. If He had started performing miracles, then He would have become one of those market babas who are already in Galore. Then the BK population would have been in millions and trillions. But Baba doesn't believe in performing miracles. He doesn't want to restart bhakti cult. People are already trapped in fake Babas. He doesn't want to join the bandwagon. So there is no role of miracles here. People believe in salutations to miracles. So what does drishti of God do? Dadi is describing that when Baba gave a drishti, rays came upon her. So when Baba gives drishti, and each one of us has taken that for so many years, when Baba used to come, even now at Amrit Vela or whenever we sit in yoga, the first feeling is the feeling of happiness. Drishti of God gives happiness. It's like the cool shower. It's like the rays from the moon. So drishti of God is the source of happiness. Drishti of God is the source of bliss. You float into extraterrestrial bliss and indescribable joy and unfathomable feeling of bodilessness. So when God gives drishti, souls become detached from bodies. So bodilessness is the result of God's drishti. When He gives drishti, there are powers in that drishti. What is there in God's drishti? Divine powers. But that He is giving from His side, but from our side, it should remain uninterrupted. We should be the good receiver. There's a conduction of energy. It's a spiritual physics. From the higher source, the energy is flowing to lower source. But if there is a glitch, is an electrical term, impedance. If there is an impedance, resistance, the current cannot flow. So the path should become impedance free. No obstacles, no obstruction. So drishti of God is the spiritual current. So when you sit in yoga, take that spiritual current. And what happens when you get a current? Shock. Some change. You cannot sleep if you get a shock. When somebody is sleepy and suddenly you give him a shock, the hair would stand on end. The drishti of God is like spiritual current. So when you sit in Baba's room, feel as if spiritual vibrations, spiritual currents are coming. And I am getting charged. Feel as if, sit with the consciousness that I am a mobile, a cell phone. And attach a plug and on it. And then see how it is feeling. Going up and then coming down. Going up 80%, 90%, 100%. Till it is 100%, keep sitting. Till it is fully, you are fully charged. Because the moment you disconnect, discharging starts. Though very slowly, but it starts. So you have to recharge yourself every day. After, and if multiple apps are on, then the discharge would be very fast. So try to uninstall unnecessary apps which you are not using, still installed and kept there. Unnecessary activities, chit-chatting, wasting time, preoccupation with unnecessary things. These are all unnecessary apps which you have installed in your mobile. Uninstall. Unsubscribe. Block. Reject. Unfriend. Mute. Report. Remove. Spam. Complete format, throw it, reset. Don't keep backup. Otherwise the temptation is to reinstall. Skip backup. So when God gives drishti, be a good receiver. Be a good receptacle. Increase spiritual receptivity. It's a good word. Spiritual receptivity. Samvedanshilta. Increase your receptivity so that when He gives, you can receive. He is giving all the time, but you are not receiving. Either the path is blocked, clouds have come, the range is poor. You have to come in an area where there is a full range. You are somewhere in the remote places where there are no towers. Come in the mainstream. Come in the metros, cities, where there is a good range. Yeah. The Wi-Fi is here. The device is kept here. And you are saying that my mobile is not having internet. You move inside, you move closer, you are moving so far away. How will you receive it? Wireless. So when God gives drishti, be a good receptacle. Sit and take happiness, take bliss, take powers. Experience bodiless stage. Experience love of God. What God gives through His drishti? Is pure, immaculate, impeachable, sacrosanct love, extremely pure, supremely pure. He is showering love through His eyes. His eyes should be good, not like this. He is showering love. through his dark, dark, deep, deep, watery eyes, blue, blue. So Baba is giving drishti, and his drishti is extremely powerful. But sit with that consciousness. In this drishti is the whole world. I don't need anything. His drishti is the divine nutrition for the soul. People are there who are having pranic living, brahmacharyas. They survive on prana. God is Praneshwar. He is the Lord of the prana. He is Prananath. He is the Lord God of prana. If people survive just on prana, without the need for physical food, what about surviving on the divine rays, directly from the Lord of prana? He is the ocean of prana. He is the sun of prana. He provides you divine nutrition, pranic nutrition. So when you take his drishti, feel as if everything I need from I'm getting from him. I don't need any other thing. This is known as total TPN. In medical, there are patients who can't eat. Cancer patients or VAD patients or cachexic patient or those who have undergone major surgeries. So we start them with TPN, total parenteral nutrition, IV. So this is total pranic nutrition. This is also TPN, sort of. So God provides you nutrition early in the morning. There's no need for you to go here and there after Murli. When you had your food early in the morning at Amrit Vela, your stomach should get full. Your alimentary canal should be filled with divine light. So now there is no more need to put any physical food there. The need, the amount would become less and less because your stomach is already full with divine nutrition, with divine food. And what does his drishti give? His drishti gives yet another thing, healing energy. All healing can take place with his drishti. You need not to go to anybody. He is the doctor of doctors. He is the Baidyanath. He is the greatest healer, the herbalist, the supreme surgeon, the divine physician, the spiritual counselor. Once you go to him, you need not to go to any other. He is all in one. Now they are specialists. We are living in the world of specialists. A time would come then, if you had a pain in the right eye, and if you go to a doctor, he will say, I am the doctor of left eye. You go to the doctor of right eye. Such a time would come. Once you go to him, you don't have to go anywhere. Yami Guru Bhava Bhaya Vaidyam. He is Bhava Vaidya. This is the ocean of samsara, the cycle of life, death, birth, death. So when you go to him, he provides you with healing energies. Feel that his energy is coming unto my soul. And from the soul, the energy is moving throughout the body. And the entire healing is happening. So drishti of God is not an ordinary thing. It's a therapy. It's a treatment. It's a drugless therapy. It's a bloodless surgery. This is known as psychic surgeries. There is a book on psychic surgery. Many books are written on this topic. Psychic surgeries. You sit here and operate without touching the person. So, this is what the drishti of God does. So, take his drishti more often. Take his drishti throughout the day. Take his drishti. And for taking his drishti, you don't need any translate, any picture, portrait or statue. You can take his drishti by thinking of him, by contemplating on his form. His point of light, take that drishti from that point of light and the power will flow, the bliss will flow, the happiness would flow, the energy would flow, the healing energy would flow, everything that you need, the food will flow. His drishti is food for the soul. Om Shanti.